you decided on a final 11 just yet?
Not just yet. I think we're going to wait till the morning to have another look at the pitch in the morning. It's going to be 26 degrees tomorrow, so hopefully it's normally a pretty good batting wicket here, so we'll see what lineup we go in with tomorrow.
Pete said he hadn't had a chance to look at the wicket. Have you?
Yeah, we've had a look over the last 2 days. It's always changing. It's getting a bit brighter at the moment. So, yeah, as I said, it's normally good for batting, so hopefully it's another good wicket, and hopefully there's a result within the 5 days.
Given you've got the battery with fast bowlers, how tempted are you to play the four, given, you know, you want to play for the win? Is that, I mean, how tempting is it?
Well, we played with four quicks last week, so we had a look at it. It's always an opportunity. We've got four great quicks playing in the team. But, yeah, it's just going to be dependent on what we think the best balance is tomorrow morning.
Is there much of an emotional pull, I suppose, with Sidzi and potentially leaving him out?
Yeah, he's been great for the state and for Australia for so many years. As I said, we'll have to look in the morning. Hopefully he gets the nod, or whoever gets the nod, I hope they do the job, so that'll be great.
How important was it to get that win last week and, you know, really come in with some significant momentum when you didn't really need to win either?
Yeah, we played well last week. We played well the last four games, actually, after Christmas, being really good with the Duke. We had a draw against Tassie here. On the final day, they batted quite well, but I thought we had the upper hand in that game also. So, yeah, get a bit of momentum going in, it's great.
What about personally to finally get some runs in the second dig in Adelaide?
Yeah, I've been lean on runs, so to get runs anytime is great, even when you're down as much as I've been. So hopefully I can, you know, pay back my teammates this week.
Did that ease a bit of the pressure, though, coming into the final, just on yourself, given you've got a captain as well, to get some runs here? Can you really
personally to get runs, it's great going into a big game. We've played finals before, so anytime you get runs leading in, it's always a good confidence booster. Everyone's got a few nerves leading in, so to get some runs and back myself in this game is going to be the key, I think, for me.
What about the preparation with the introduction of the bonus points? Does that change things of what you do at the toss and then you plan?
Not particularly. I think there's going to be a result. Like with the extra day, the wicket, I think, is going to produce something. 5 days, 90 overs each day. I think there's going to be enough time to get 40 wickets in the game at least.
Having finished top, though, I mean, are you a bit dirty that they tried it this year?
Well, we knew coming into the season, yeah. So we've been second before, and we obviously didn't have that luxury, but it's something good that's coming to the competition, I think, and it gives a spectacle, you know, a little bit more there. So especially it's a TV game this time, so people watching are going to be a bit more interested, I think.
And how does it affect, or will it at all, about how you go about it?
Not really, because every game we've played, we've tried to win, so yeah. It's not going to be any different here, I guess. It's going to be, as I said, 5 days, so you'd hope that we could get, you know, 20 wickets within that 5 day period.
Some great recognition for Scott Boland today as the Shield player of the year. Talk us through his season, I guess, you know, the role that he plays in that core fast bowling group.
Yeah, Scott's been unbelievable this year. To take 45 wickets in, I think it's 9 games, especially when you're playing half the games at the MCG or the Junction where it's predominantly a batting wicket. He's had a phenomenal year, and he took work so hard in the off-season this year. Went to England with the Indigenous teams to get a bit more cricket under his belt, and it's shown with his rewards this year.
Has it been a steep learning curve for you with the captaincy and juggling your own form?
Yeah, it sort of just fell in my lap, didn't it, just before Christmas. So it's nothing that I expected, especially this soon. But I've been around for, you know, four or five years now, so I learned quickly off guys like Cam White, Pete Hanscom, Aaron Finch. I've played under them, so pretty much just taking their game plans and trying to use a little bit of my own on top of that.
Is Whitey the guy?
Yeah, Whitey's someone that I do use, but I use everyone within the team. It's not just one guy. Ronnie's been excellent. Andrew McDonald, our coach, he's guided me through this year and been working really closely with him on plans for this upcoming match and the last 5 games that I've been captain.
Have Pete and Finchie been sending through any advice, or they kind of just let you be for this final?
Not so much advice. They're always watching every game. They're always sending through like messages to the guys that have done well and the team that's done well, but they've got their own issues at the moment. They're playing over in Dubai, and they've been playing so well, those guys. The way they've turned it around from India to win that series is unbelievable.
So it's a significant achievement for the team to make the final and be so dominant for the season without Pete, without Finchie, without Maxie. They haven't played any games.
Yeah, depth of squad's key. Everyone says that. I think it's a bit of a cliche, but it's honestly true around here. We've got, you know, probably 15 guys that we could have brought into the squad. So everyone just buys in. I think that's the key to winning a Shield. You need to use as many players as you possibly can, and they need to be ready to stand up whenever. Like you've seen this time, we've had 14 guys in the squad. We have to cut it down, which has been so hard. So to the 11 that get in, you know, hopefully they show up and, you know, try their best.
You have to feel for Nick Maddison.
Yeah, he's had horrible luck, hasn't he? But he's had such a great season at the same time. It's been something that's, you know, it's credit to him to come down, just sort of off on his own back, to come down and Victoria and do what he's done. He's had no guarantees. He's came down and played Premier cricket, played Futures League cricket and performed at all levels. So it's been disappointing to not have Nick in the final, especially against New South Wales. I think he would have been looking forward to that. But yeah, hopefully he's going to be around for the game, and you know, he's still a part of it as much as anyone.
Who comes in for him?
I'm not sure at this stage. We're still tinkering with our team, but yeah, it'd be, I'd say either Cam White or Sam Harper. So.